Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 25th of March, and I'm recording at an unusually late 11:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, apologies for that, but I was out at a concert, and normally when I do that, I let Owen pick up the audio, but he's on a road trip. But anyway, let me get you caught up with events here in the markets today. Starting with stock markets, mostly in the red. An exception was Japan, which was modestly higher in here. It's overbought in the short term, though. And China also somewhat overbought, certainly on the A shares, and the Shanghai Composite weakened a little bit here, down 0.83%. Elsewhere, the China sector indices were a little bit mixed. The Hang Seng had a decent day, up 0.5%, but the H shares were down a third of a percent. Taiwan also lower. Pretty well everything else to the downside. Well, a couple of exceptions. Malaysia and Singapore had modest gains. We also see India here continuing its just very gradual drift down back to close to 28,111. Now, 28,000 is the level at which we see some lateral trading, and where we had an important stock market low back in February. Will we see that this time? See the same this time? Well, it is oversold in the short term, and it has come down a long way. But it'll require an upward dynamic to indicate that demand is regaining the upper hand in here. So this consolidation may have a little bit further to go. Now, looking at European stock markets, they were all lower in here today. There is a little bit of concern, or more than a little bit of concern, over the Greek situation. And the main factor, though, I think, was Wall Street, which was sharply lower. And that was starting to affect the European stock markets. So among the Europeans, the Euro Stoxx 50 was down over 1.25%. Same with the French CAC index. Germany also down well over 1%, but well over 1%, 1.17%. And I can see Netherlands down 1.41%. Switzerland also down over 1%. But Wall Street is where we saw the biggest declines here. And it was largely a tech shakeout in terms of the size of these losses. The NASDAQ Composite Index closed down 2.37%. So that was a sharp hit. Obviously, the S&P 500 was down just a little less than 1.5%, and the Dow a little more than 0.5%. Pulled the Dow back to 17,718. Pulled the S&P down to 2,061. Now, this is a nervous time for Wall Street. First, it was overbought last week, and that has caused some additional nervousness. And we know that analysts have lowered forecasts quite sharply in recent weeks, and that's because of the strength of the US dollar and also the weakness of the shale oil sector, which had been a key driver for employment figures, and was a very strong spot for the U.S. economy until we saw the sharp drop to today's levels for crude prices. So that's been worrying Wall Street, and then tech is a little bit bubbly, clearly. So what we saw today were downward dynamics by most of the indices, not least the tech sector. And if we get downside follow through tomorrow, then that will open the door for at least a test of the rising 200-day moving averages. I would expect possibly a weak opening, but what we will need to see to indicate return of demand is obviously to see Wall Street not get the downside follow through and actually recover part of these losses tomorrow. That would suggest that the sharp reaction that we saw today was just a temporary aberration rather than the beginning of a bigger pullback to the 200-day moving averages. Okay, in government bonds, this was interesting. The U.S. 10-year yields had been coming down. We had a small upside key day reversal here today, and the U.S. 10-year yield closed at 1.9250. And elsewhere on the developments, we had the dollar index, which that actually ticked a little bit lower in here overall. It's down to 96.97. Now remember, that was at 100.37 or 39. Right up at the high, and that wasn't all that long ago. That was on the 13th of the month. So at 96.97, it's certainly seen the biggest correction by far since this very powerful rally started back in July of last year. You know my view. I think that the Fed intervened in its very quiet, disguised, surreptitious manner to avoid all the editorial comment that they don't need around such an event. Central banks frequently intervene in their currencies, including in developed economies such as the U.S. We know why the Fed would actually be doing that, because the dollar has moved up too quickly. It had moved up over 25% from those July lows, and that inevitably causes some problems. And we also know that the Fed wants to at least get the first one or two quarter point interest rate hikes out of the way before we get into the presidential election campaign, and therefore it would be very helpful for them if they could help this dollar to come somewhat lower. And my guess is that they almost certainly will. Okay, against other individual currencies, the yen, it's about unchanged, 119.55 against the greenback. The Australian dollar, 0.7830. The euro, which of course had a bounce as the dollar came off, 1.0965. And sterling, 1.488881. In commodities, we have a quietly mixed picture here today, not much change overall. Among commodities, other commodities that we can see here, let's see, coffee. Coffee is firmer in here this evening, one of the better gains. Also, the Brent crude that closed at 56.48. That was up $1.37. The WTI crude, that's the U.S. contract, closed at 48, or it's trading after hours here now, 48.77. And elsewhere, industrial metals a little softer, I believe, overall. And that's pretty much it. It'll be interesting to see the impact from Wall Street's sell-off. I would expect it to hit the Asian markets in the openings, which will be coming on Thursday morning. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.